Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, and it's Friday. You can catch us on 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. And I'll say it again, it's Friday. Congratulations, we've all made it together. August 1st, first day of August, 2025. 74 degrees out there, it is starting to clear up. Sun is peeking through more and more. When I left, you know, I could see I got a pretty good westerly view, and it looked like it was going to be a nice evening tonight. So if you have plans, make sure you enjoy them. It's going to be a little cool tonight. So, you know, if you are predisposed to being a little chilly or your loved one is as well, make sure they bring something to cover up with because it will be a little cooler than it's been. Let's just leave it at that. It's still a beautiful summer night. Going to be a beautiful summer weekend. 309 here at the studio, 74 degrees outside. So lots of stuff. You gonna have any plans tonight or this weekend? Text it into us. Let us know what you're doing. Don't have much going on. I have a couple of barbecues to go to, some work around the house. Other than that, my homemade pizza tonight from the missus, it's all good. Maybe even a fire if we can muster one up. See how tired I am when I get home. But let us know what you're doing as well. 570-883-0098. You can text it in, and you know, we'll chirp them out as the show goes on today. If you are planning to have an appeal hearing for your property reassessment in Lackawanna County, you need to run down to the county office now because your time is running out. Today is the last day to file for that formal appeal for your property assessment to be reviewed. So if you're planning on it, if you're thinking about it, if you want to do it, if you are just even thinking about it, I would go down there, pay the fee, and apply for your hearing, then start doing the research if you need to do. Better safe than sorry. You better have it in than not have it in and have to wait, you know, next year, a year after, whatever the terms may be on that. Because although the next story is not Lackawanna County related, it is related to your property assessment, your property taxes. And this is a story that's just coming out today from the Times Tribune. Christine Lee, who often covers the schools in our area, but most, and I figure we'll get the bad news out of the way early in the show so we can move on. Most Lackawanna County property owners are going to see a tax increase this year in their school taxes. Yes, that's correct. And some of them are a lot higher than normally we've seen. And we're going to go through them here. Carbondale area Riverside school districts did not implement a tax increase in their budget. And the Scranton School District works on a calendar year budget. So they have also not instituted a tax increase in their budget, keeping their millage at 147.8. But the districts that implemented the largest tax increases were Abington Heights, Dunmore, Lakeland, Mid-Valley, North Pocono, all of which raised taxes about or around or above 5%. That's correct. North Pocono School District implemented the largest tax increase in Lackawanna County at 8.7%. The district also implemented a tax increase of less than 1% for residents in Lehigh Township in Wayne County, as a few of their areas do go to North Pocono School District. To go through the school districts in our area, for Lackawanna County mostly, Abington Heights instituted a 4.7% tax increase. Carbondale area, like we said earlier, no tax increase. So good for you, Carbondale. Dunmore, a 5.2% tax increase. Forest City Regional, a 4% increase for Vandling residents, a 6.89% increase for Susquehanna County residents, and a 3.2% increase for Wayne County residents. So a mixture of because people live in different counties in that school district. Lackawanna Trail, a 3.7% increase for Lackawanna County residents and less than a 1% for Wyoming County residents. Lakeland, my home school district, wonderful, a 5.2% increase. Mid-Valley, a 4.64% increase. North Pocono, like we said, an 8.7% increase. And for those who live in Lehigh Township, 1% increase. Old Forge, 2.4 mil increase. Residents with a property value. It doesn't say the percentage. It just says a 2.4 mil percent mil increase. Riverside will see no tax increase like we announced. Valley View, a 3.2% increase. And again, this is all based on your property value assessment. So that is going to change for everyone in Lackawanna County. And again, the school districts won't know that exact number until they have that formula worked out from the county. So I guess we're all in this together, right? I guess we'll see, unless you live in Riverside or Carbondale, where it really doesn't affect you this budget term. Now, most of the school districts, as per this story, as I scroll back here, are citing increased costs in salary, health care. Cyber charter schools is a reason for implementing tax hikes in their district budgets. You notice it's not we're spending more on your children. We're increasing programming for your children. It's just the costs are going up for staffing, healthcare, and cyber charter schools, which more and more families are moving to. And does that send a message? I don't think it's being received as the message it really is of people want choices or better education. So does that change your plan to run down to the county office right now or get it in the mail postmarked today, so you'd have to run to your post office to make sure it's postmarked, to file for your appeal for your property assessment? We've been told all along, and just in the new, because Tyler Technologies was just hired by Monroe County to do their property reassessment, that one-third of properties will go down their property taxes, one-third will stay the same, one-third will increase. And we've been told this by our elected officials. We've been told this by the contracted companies themselves. We've been told this from employees of the reassessment offices or the property tax offices from the counties. And again, it's one of their mainstays. It was just published in the article where Monroe County was using Tyler Technologies, where they said, again, commonly, and it's commonly, one-third go down, one-third stay the same, one-third go up. What I haven't heard yet is a commitment from county leadership stating that we will get exactly those percentages when all is said and done. I want to know the exact percentage, not the amount or anything like that, even though it's public information, you can actually go search it for any individual property. But I want the exact percentage of properties in Lackawanna County that did go down, that did stay the same, and that did rise. And if that turns out to be 28%, 32%, 28%, or 26%, 34%, 24%, whatever that percentage is fine. But I think we deserve, because we haven't had the full transparency in this, regardless of the lies they tell you. They could have given us an estimated amount of tax with the last notice we've gotten. They chose not to. Remember that. They chose not to because it was going to change. And yes, that's what an estimate is. And the fact that they have only received about a third of appeals that they were expecting, well, that estimate would have been closer to being right. It would have changed still, but 2,800 or under 3,000 applications for a hearing, an appeal hearing, is a lot different than 7,000 or 8,000. So if they would have provided, other counties who have used Tyler Technologies have, on their letters where this is your property value now, and here's an estimate in big red letters of what your future tax possibly could be. That is subject to change, again, in big red letters. I've seen the notices. They could have did that. They chose not to. The people in charge of this process chose not to give us that information. And I think having that information would have guided people one way or another. Should we definitely appeal? Is it not worth it to appeal? But we've also been told time and time again by these same leaders that commonly, and that gives them, you know, a little leeway there, one-third go down, one-third stay the same, one-third go up. Okay, if that's the case, I want a commitment from them, and I want people to hold them accountable to this. Every time you see them, ask them this, because I'm going to. Publicly state those percentages once you come to your conclusion. Once all the appeals are done in November and you're about to give these numbers out, the final tax rate and the formula to school districts and townships that are going to use it for that assessment value. I want to know the exact percentages of homes in Lackawanna County that went down, stayed the same, and increased. Because if that's way off, then stop telling people that when you're trying to push this sort of thing through. And if they hide that information, it should be very easy information to gather, and it should be very transparent information. They keep saying it time and time again, so they have to have something to back that up with. Let us know. It would make me feel a little better knowing that that was the case. Listen, a third of our residents here in Lackawanna County did better. A third stayed the same, and a third went up. Because that's what we were told from the start. That's what we were promised as a guide from the start. Okay, so give us those exact numbers, because you haven't been very transparent through this. Again, they could have given us the estimate tax that we would be paying. That would be subject to change. Again, I keep saying that because that's the reason why they didn't give it to us, because they said it was going to change. Okay, well, we're big boys and girls, all homeowners who have our own property tax bills and pay our bills and have our mortgages or had our mortgages or, you know, live in the big adulting life. We could have dealt with, here's a formula, here's a form of your property value, here's the estimated tax subject to change. We understand what that means. But they chose not to give us that information. So you add that reassessment now to school districts, all but two in our area, and a third, Scranton School District, who works off a different calendar budget, are the only ones not raising the taxes, where most of them are around 5% or better. Again, another burden on the taxpayers of Lackawanna County that's being leveled on us, one on top of the other. So if you are looking to have your property assessment appealed officially, you don't have much time to do it. Matter of fact, you got very little time to do it. So it's almost too late, but not yet too late. An hour and a half, it's going to be. So does this change your mind of wanting to maybe have an official appeal, knowing that school districts are going to base these increases as well off whatever new numbers you have for your property value? It's 3:22 here at WILK.